USA Radio News.
President Trump arrived home from Singapore today with a written pledge that dictator Kim Jong-un would completely denuclearize North Korea. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul says this is a step in the right direction.
I'm very hopeful, and if it comes to fruition, if we actually get denuclearization, President Trump will have done something miraculous, something historic. Now, we're still in the very beginning, so just the fact that North Korea signs an agreement doesn't always mean they'll adhere to that agreement.
Meanwhile, Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn says businesses down in Tennessee can't wait for phase two of President Trump's tax plan.
I was visiting with a company in Knoxville yesterday, 1,500 employees. They increased salaries. They increased their hourly wage. They increased 401k benefits and other employee benefits. And that is, as they say, round one. They're looking forward to tax cuts 2.0.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Why are American soccer fans looking forward to 2026? USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the answer.
FIFA makes its decision on where the 2026 World Cup will be played on Wednesday morning. The announcement?
The member associations of Canada, Mexico, and USA have been selected by the FIFA Congress to host the 2026 FIFA World Cup.
That joint North American bid standing up to a bid by Morocco. The decision means matches will be back in the U.S. for the first time since 1994. And reacting to the news, President Trump tweeted, quote, "The U.S. together with Mexico and Canada just got the World Cup. Congratulations. A great deal of hard work." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In 2014, California voters decided to reduce penalties for drug and property crimes. Well, guess what? As of 2016, property crimes are up 10%. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
According to the latest labor statistics, the number of job openings in the U.S. rose more than 6 million in April, an all-time high, and up 7% from last year. Jeff Weiner is the CEO of LinkedIn. He talked about issues that employers are having when it comes to finding workers.
Roughly 40% of employers in the United States are having trouble identifying prospects with the skills they need for the jobs that are already available.
Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd is looking for a new way to keep kids safe at school. Earlier this week, Judd began training 150 civilians who will be part of the school district's Safe Schools Division. Judd has a message for his detractors.
Those parents need to wake up and understand this is a new normal. This is the last best chance to save your child when all the different layers of security have failed. And their job is simply this, to be well-trained, to react within seconds, to find the active shooter and kill him graveyard dead before he can hurt your child with a gun.
All 150 civilians are going through over 144 hours of gun safety training.
Everybody we hire in this industry starts out as a civilian. These folks are starting as civilians, but when they finish their training, they're going to be better trained with more hours and a higher proficiency than a state-certified police officer.
That audio courtesy of CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.